This is SDPB News. I'm Gary Ellenbolt. The next hearing in the Gear Up case is set for Wednesday in a Charles Mix County courtroom in Lake Andes. South Dakota Attorney General Marty Jackley says the hearing is the next step to move the case to a jury trial.
This week's hearing is to try and resolve some of the disagreements on evidentiary matters the state is trying to use to show defendant's motive and intent. And there's really two things at issue. One is the alleged financial scheme used to move money out of the bank accounts and then the adjustments that were made to the accounting books. And the second issue is the alleged scheme to avoid auditors, which included backdating contracts as well as employment agreements.
Three people related to alleged embezzlement at Mid-Central Educational Cooperative face charges. Former Mid-Central Executive Director Dan Gehrke faces two felony counts of falsification of evidence and four felony counts of conspiracy to offer forged or fraudulent evidence. Former Interim Business Manager Stephanie Hubers faces one felony count of grand theft and two counts of grand theft by deception. Former Director of the American Indian Institute for Innovation Stacy Phelps faces two felony counts each of falsification of evidence and conspiracy to offer forged or fraudulent evidence. All three have pleaded not guilty to their charges. Jackley says the state would like to try this case this summer. A federal judge is setting aside a nearly $1 million award in a trademark infringement case involving the Sturgis motorcycle rally. The owners of the brand SMRI sued Walmart stores and a Rapid City business for what the plaintiffs claim was improperly using the Sturgis trademark on merchandise. Federal Judge Jeffrey Viken has upheld SMRI's trademark rights, but set aside the jury award. The Twin Cities attorney representing Walmart and Rushmore Photos and Gifts says the plaintiffs can appeal the ruling, but he says the judge's decision is a huge burden off his clients. South Dakota Secretary of State Chantel Krebs announced Monday she's running for Congress in 2018. Krebs says in a video announcement she's running for the U.S. House to strengthen national defense, cut wasteful spending, and cut taxes and regulations. As a former state lawmaker, Krebs says she also has experience as a business owner and Secretary of State to serve South Dakotans. She joins Dusty Johnson in the Republican race to replace Kristi Noem. Congresswoman Noem announced earlier she's running for governor next year and not for another term in the U.S. House. Dusty Johnson is the former chief of staff to Governor Dennis Dugard. He says in a statement that Krebs is a friend and he welcomes her to the race. And both of South Dakota's Division I women's college basketball teams have accepted invitations to the Women's National Invitation Tournament. The defending tournament champion University of South Dakota Coyotes opened their tournament Thursday against North Dakota. That game is scheduled for the Sanford Coyotes Sports Center in Vermilion. It's the first postseason game to be played in USD's new facility. South Dakota State will play at home in its first WNIT game. The Jackrabbits will meet the Northern Illinois Huskies, with that game set for Thursday as well. With a win Thursday, the Coyotes would play either Iowa or Missouri State in the second round. SDSU would take on the winner between Colorado and Nevada, Las Vegas. With two wins each, the Coyotes and Jackrabbits would meet in the third round of the tournament. The championship game of the WNIT is set for Saturday, April 1st. South Dakota weather for the rest of this Tuesday, partly to mostly cloudy, snow likely central this morning, a chance of rain or snow west, highs lower 20s to the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy sky tonight, a chance of freezing rain or snow west and central, lows from near 5 above to the mid-30s. For SDPB News, I'm Gary Ellenbolt, Lori Walsh up with In the Moment, next on South Dakota Public Broadcasting.